What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will... broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, this is the drive at 5. 30 minutes of non-stop talk with Rich Zeoli.
Biden was shamed into speaking out over the campus anarchy, but it's because they don't want to take away their special day, the High Holy Day of the Left, January the 6th. They don't like seeing this now, but the violence is coming from the left, no question about it. The entire case against Donald Trump is over, in my opinion, once Stormy Daniels' attorney said it was not hush money. Wow. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. We have a live show tomorrow in Cape May for you. This is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. And I'd love to see you there tomorrow and join us. The Grand Hotel is my happy place. We'll certainly have a lot of fun there tomorrow. And thanks to them for sponsoring this happy hour. Biden came out today and rambled about the protests that are going on these college campuses, and they're not listening to him. They are not listening to him. In fact, they're probably angry that Biden said anything at all. This is a problem for Joe Biden politically. This is a real problem in a lot of different ways, because number one, these crazy college kids, he needs them to vote for him. And since he's coming out and condemning this, and you've got people like Jill Stein of the Green Party coming out and saying, I love what you're doing. Well, it's a problem for Joe Biden politically that I cannot even stress enough to you, particularly in two states, Wisconsin and Michigan. But here's Biden today going on about the protests, cut number one.
We've all seen the images, and they put to the test two fundamental American principles. Excuse me. The first is the right to free speech and for people to peacefully assemble and make their voices heard. The second is the rule of law. Both must be upheld. We are not an authoritarian nation where we silence people or squash dissent. The American people are heard. In fact, peaceful protest is in the best tradition of how Americans respond to consequential issues. But, neither are we a lawless country. We are a civil society, and order must prevail. Throughout our history, we've often faced moments like this because we are a big, diverse, free-thinking, and freedom-loving nation. In moments like this, there are always those who rush in to score political points. But this isn't a moment for politics. It's a moment for clarity. So let me be clear. Peaceful protest in America. Violent protest is not protected. Peaceful protest is. It's against the law when violence occurs. Destroying property is not a peaceful protest. It's against the law. Vandalism, trespassing, breaking windows, shutting down campuses, forcing the cancellation of classes and graduations. None of this is a peaceful protest. Threatening people intimidating people, instilling fear in people is not peaceful protest. It's against the law. Dissent is essential to democracy, but dissent must never lead to disorder or to denying the rights of others so students can finish the semester and their college education.
All right, that's enough of him. By the way, Trump is visiting cops and firefighters right now in New York City. He's speaking with some firefighters and he's signing hats, and they love him. The cops and the firefighters love the guy. But we're supposed to believe that all those cops and firefighters that voted for him in 2016, had they known about the Stormy Daniels allegations, had they known about Karen McDougal, they would have switched their vote to Hillary Clinton. We're supposed to believe that in Alvin Bragg's fantasy world. Biden answered two questions while he exited the room. Two questions. He delivered the prepared remarks. In other words, he read on a teleprompter, read remarks on a teleprompter, and then he took a total of two questions and a span of, I believe, possibly maybe, let's see, 20 seconds at best, 15 seconds. Cut number two.
Mr. President, have the protests forced you to reconsider any of the policies with regard to the region?
No. Thank you.
Mr. President, do you think the National Guard should intervene?
No.
Mr. President, do you agree with what the students are calling for?
Mr. President.
That's it. That's it. And the students are not happy that Biden has said anything. Nothing. They're not happy at all about this, but they understand the political consequences. The Democrats are getting this right now. They are getting the problem, the political problem that they have. And these are some of the nutbags that you have out there. Here's a protester from UCLA. And this is bigger than just Israel and Palestine. You have to understand that. The Democrat Party has created a culture of Marxism among our youth. They have told young people in this country forever, and they've been trying to indoctrinate them, that our country is built on systemic racism. Our country is a hateful place. Capitalism is evil. If you ever read the Communist Manifesto by Karl Marx, you understand why he advocates for a free public education. And he says it. He says it because this is how you indoctrinate. And that's what education has become in this country. It's become indoctrination camp, college as well. And so you have a lot of young people here who, for them, it's not just about protesting Palestine. This is about protesting the system itself. And these people want to tear the system down. That woman, that professional agitator that I mentioned yesterday, the woman who was written up in Mother Jones years ago as being Professor Occupy, who was there at Columbia the other day. This is what they advocate. They advocate a revolution, a Marxist revolution. All these people who are the frauds pushing the lie of the 1619 Project, for example, it all goes back to America's founding is wrong. America was built on an awful, awful, awful place, and America's awful, and everybody's awful. And the reason why they do that is they want to tear the founding documents. They want to tear up the Constitution, tear up the Declaration of Independence. Those are the guardrails. The Constitution's the guardrails that keeps the crazy left from just taking over this country. And to prove that point, here's a mouthpiece for exactly what I just said, to prove to you that the Democrat Party, in addition to becoming the party of the faculty lounge, hates America and has completely brainwashed our children into hating this country. And all the good we've done, whatever good we've done, it doesn't matter. They hate this country and they will never, ever stop hating this country because they've been told since they were little that America is a bad place. So here's one of the speakers at UCLA, cut number six.
Yeah, I think it's more than divestment as well. I think given the fact that the University of California is founded on colonialism, it's inherently a violent institution. There needs to be an addressment of U.S. imperialism and its ties to the UC system and how it perpetuates war and violence abroad. Not only abroad, but also here locally. We see this with the brutality, the police brutality that black and brown students face here at UCLA, Arab students, Muslim students, Palestinian students. And I myself have personally been faced those violences that the UC has perpetuated and continues to perpetuate. It's not just a means of divestment, it's a divestment from Zionism. Mm-hmm.
It's not just that. You got to realize this. And they were all wearing masks, by the way, because they're all afraid of getting COVID. Because they're still afraid of COVID. This is what keeps them up at night. I'm telling you. Trump bought pizza for everybody, too, as he's meeting with the NYPD and the FDNY amid all these campus riots that are going on. Think of the side-by-side picture here. On the one hand, you see Trump. He's happy. He's smiling. Spent the day in court. He's meeting cops, meeting firemen, taking pictures, hanging out with them. They're loving this. They're absolutely loving this. And the flip side of the screen are shots of cops having to break up encampments in riot gear. And the protesters are in riot gear. Remember, the protesters at UCLA were asking for zip ties and helmets and knee pads and shoulder pads. And so the side-by-side comparison of this is glorious. If a picture's worth 1,000 words, picture of a smiling, happy Trump hanging out with cops and firefighters at a firehouse versus the scenes of what's happening on American campuses. And those are Biden's voters. Those are Biden's voters. No way to say that. That's why Al Sharpton said it. How do you do that and say January 6th was wrong if you have the same pictures going on in college campuses? And Mika was real quick to say, don't compare it to January the 6th. That's our special day. That's our high holy day. Even former New York Mayor Bill de Blasio, who is a clown, an absolute clown, said it. He said he knows how bad politically this is for the Democrat Party going into this election. Even that idiot understands this. What do they say? A broken clock's right twice a day? Cut number 9.
Remember, these universities have responsibility to keep their kids safe and ensure that they feel safe, that they can go about their education not expecting to be confronted in a way that could be physically threatening. And so right now, I would say as a Democrat, as a progressive, we need to come to grips with this. We need to be very blunt. Democrats should embrace that we do not allow any violence, any anti-Semitism, any Islamophobia. And I think if we don't do that, the Republicans are going to weaponize this issue for the fall election. So I would further say, if you care about this country, from my perspective, you care about Joe Biden being elected, then let's stop fooling around here. We have to condemn any kind of violence, any kind of exclusion. You can't have any tolerance for anti-Semitism, for example. It will poison the well politically and morally.
Well, the problem, though, Bill, big guy, is that these are your people. This is what the Democrat Party has created. All your years of Marxist indoctrination into these people and making them believe that there's only oppressors and oppressed. That's it, in a nutshell, right there. That's the fundamental problem you're dealing with. When you convince people and tell them their entire life that there's only two groups of people, the oppressed and the oppressors, that's how they see the world. You're either on top or you're the victim. And then you go into subcategories of victimhood where you tell people you're a victim because you're an LGBTQ+ IA, every letter of the alphabet person. You're a victim because you're this. You're a victim because you're that. You're a victim because you're not, whatever it is. And they just list all their grievances. And the grievance culture does not want to see America succeed. They want to see a system whereby everybody gets all their grievances met. Even if you had nothing to do with it. I mean, what do you think reparations is about? What reparations is about is another way for Democrat politicians to buy people off, yes, but it's also about perpetuating the lie that America was rooted in white supremacy and that it still exists today. Not that we started with the original sin of slavery and got rid of it, but that the pillars of it still exist right now. So people who were never slaves will have to be paid reparations by people that never owned slaves because the system is still in place. You may not have people working the plantations, but the very same system is still here. And until you tear that system down, you'll never have justice. You'll never have social justice. That's what these people are saying. And they've been told that Israel's the oppressor and the Palestinians, they are they're the oppressed. That's it. And they don't see there's no nuance for them. There's no gray in any of this. No gray whatsoever. It's mob rule. And this is where we are. And this is a generation. And unlike the Vietnam War, you know, everybody keeps making this comparison to the Vietnam War. And I understand that. I do. I get that. in terms of politically, optically, the Democrat National Convention being in Chicago, the Chicago 7, I mean, I see it, I do, and I understand that point. But the Vietnam War, people were protesting that war. They didn't want to be in that war. They didn't believe in it. They did terrible things, spitting on our troops and burning American flags and all that. But it wasn't about hating our own country. What you're seeing right now is people that hate America. They want to see Israel gone and America gone too. It's like people that were protesting the Vietnam War wanted us out of Vietnam. Believe me, I'm not defending or justifying their tactics. Their tactics in many cases were terrible. But that's what they were protesting. They wanted America out of Vietnam. We keep having comparisons to 1968, but in 1968, it wasn't a we hate America. I mean, some did, but these people all hate this country. They hate because for decades now, we have taught them that America is an awful, awful, awful place. You had protesters dragging American flags through the streets. At George Washington University, they covered up George Washington with a Palestinian flag. They want to cancel Washington because the guy had slaves. They want to tear down this country because the country was built on all their lies. The country is an oppressive place and blah, blah, blah. And what it means is they want socialism. And they know the only chance they have to get there, truly to get there, to their Marxist utopia, is if they, in fact, tear it all down. And think of the hidden ways that they do this. You're watching the very overt way they're doing this at these colleges. And we have spent decades now. The Democrat Party has created Marxism, has taught our children America's bad, America sucks, you're terrible. We have no redeeming qualities whatsoever in this country. Nothing. But it's not just that. It's also the fact that they've also been taught to believe that a big, strong, powerful, centralized government is the way to go. And it's the only way to protect people from people like you. You crazy Cabela's fishing hat wearing people. And so to do that, they expand the power of the federal government in every single way they possibly can. In every single possible way. Do you realize I'll give a great example. I'll give you an example. The EPA, great example of this, right? All these crazy college kids believe that America sucks, America's built on white supremacy, and also that at any moment now, climate change is going to kill us all. Climate change is a scam, also about destroying capitalism and about bringing in the Marxist revolution. It is used for that purpose. You know that and I know that. But they don't know that. They think climate change is the thing that's going to kill everybody. It's the greatest existential threat, and on and on and on it goes. And one of the ways that they achieve this transition away from capitalism is using the Environmental Protection Agency. The worst mistake Richard Nixon ever made was the creation of this agency. The EPA finalized a suite of rules governing electricity producers last week. Remember, we don't pass laws in this country. We create rules. They have the weight of law, but they're not passed by Congress. So they use regulations, and the bureaucrats use their regulations to get through their nonsense, to get through their takeover of America, because they hate this place and they want their agenda to be seen and to be taken over by everybody. And they do it through making rules. The EPA first announced these air, soil, and water regulations 2 years ago as tools to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by forcing coal-fired power plants to close prematurely. The rules reflect the Biden administration's whole-of-government approach to imposing its climate agenda, which puts ideological ambition above the limits of congressionally delegated authority. Soon after the EPA announced this plan in 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court in West Virginia v. EPA struck down the Obama-era Clean Power Plan, which also sought what the agency calls generation shifting from fossil fuels to renewables. The court found no evidence that Congress had granted the EPA this sweeping power of deciding how Americans will get their energy. This signaled trouble ahead for the Biden strategy, which relied on what was already creative rulemaking in the express pursuit of precisely that goal. But like everything else, do you think that they gave up? No, they never do. They never stop. They keep going and going and going and making more rules. So now they're pushing these rules again. This administration does not follow the court. This is another reason why they want to buy off college kids by paying off their student loans. Supreme Court said they can't do it. They're doing it anyway. They don't care. They don't care. Another thing they're doing is these new permitting reforms are also going to be another way for them to create barriers to fossil fuels. This is from the Wall Street Journal, their editorial on this. It says, why pass laws when the Biden administration ignores them? The latest example is a new rule that purports to codify permitting reform in Congress's debt ceiling deal last year. Instead, the rule creates a pocket veto for fossil fuels and public works while rubber stamping green projects. Permitting reform for we, but not for thee. Members of both parties agree. The 1969 National Environmental Policy Act needlessly delays and increases costs for projects, for housing, for roads, pipelines and energy projects, and they're all stuck in the law's quicksand. Even the climate lobby worries that permitting woes hold back their grand designs. Building transmission lines, for example, that connect solar and wind projects to the grid can take a decade. Renewable projects stall when they intrude on endangered species habitats. Last year's debt ceiling deal included modest reform by imposing page limits on rules and a shot clock on environmental reviews. But we were fooled. So I told you this back then. I said, this is a scam. Guys like Joe Manchin that went along with it. Well, Joe, your state's going to get royally screwed over in this. The administration's new rule ignores the law by making it easy to kill projects that progressives oppose. The White House even had the nerve to call its 489-page bipartisan permitting reform implementation rule bipartisan, even though there's nothing bipartisan about it. Now, think about that for a moment. We hear all the time about the pages of bills, how long bills are, thousands of pages and things like this. This is a rule put out by the Environmental Protection Agency, and it's 489 pages. Think about that. Think about the administrative state and how out of control it is. And what is the ultimate goal of these people? Well, once they convince your children and my children and everybody else's children to hate this country and hate the foundation, the pillars it was built on, and once they convince them that the only way to get around stubborn MAGA dads in Cabela's fishing hats and moms in yoga pants that speak out at school board meetings is to have bureaucrats go around all of them and push their will on everybody. So then the youngins, the young people, they grow to love this. This is their way they protect the change that they want, the social justice change, whether it's the Department of Justice, the Office of Civil Rights going after people, or it's EPA going after fossil fuels. They don't want the legislative process because the legislative process can stand in its way. They want to get rid of the legislative process. They want bureaucrats running this country. The new rule will require regulatory agencies to assess a project's indirect and cumulative effects on greenhouse gas emissions rather than merely its direct environmental impact. So, agencies will have to tally the many decades of emissions that would potentially be caused by the combustion of natural gas transported by a proposed pipeline. Now, that's just breaking from this for a moment. That's really bad for Pennsylvania. And in a normal day and age, this would mean that Pennsylvania is going to go for Donald Trump. And I believe that. I really do. I believe that because as I look at things, I think the natural gas issue is one of the issues that's going to propel him into the White House. I said as much when I had him on the phone with me last week. I do believe that. They will also have to identify reasonable alternatives that avoid or minimize adverse effects, including CO2 emissions. Fossil fuel projects can be rejected if agencies decree that renewable alternatives are better for the climate. What do you think these regulators are going to do? What do you think? What do you think they're going to choose? Regulators could use the same logic to veto highway expansions because more mass transit might result in fewer emissions. Agencies could veto suburban housing projects by deciding that there would be fewer emissions if people lived in cities. Now, this is something we've talked about. One of the goals of the World Economic Forum, the bond villains at the WEF, is to have what's known as a 15-minute city, where you can get to everything in 15 minutes. That's one of their big goals. And this is how they achieve it. This is how the evil bond villains at the WEF achieve their Marxist utopian climate change utopia for the whole world, imposing all of this on everybody by things like this. So you'll have bureaucrats who turn around and say, well, you know, we could expand that highway, but instead we're just going to do more mass transit projects because our goal is to get people into these cities because it's better for the climate, better for the environment. And it's better to have people concentrated in urban areas because then Democrats can win those areas and they have to worry about the pesky people in the rural areas and the suburbs. Remember, they hate you in the suburbs. They tell everybody a lie that you and your neighbors all have white rage, white rural rage. It's not true. It's a lie. They've taken that data completely out of context and distorted that. But that's the lie they tell. The rule will also require regulators to consider the impact on environmental justice. What the hell does that mean? Exactly. It means that the bureaucrats will also have to take into account racial and ethnic minorities and consult indigenous knowledge, whose special expertise will be given equal standing to that of agencies like the National Marine Fisheries Service. That is, unless you're a renewable energy developer. And here's the little trick. And remember, the magician doesn't see the magic. The magician sees the trick. The rule provides categorical exclusions from environmental reviews for projects that agencies determine will have minimal impact on the environment. And guess who gets to make that determination? You guessed it. The regulators, the bureaucrats, the regulators. So in other words, if it's a project that they like, they'll bypass all this. If it's a project they don't like, they'll mire them down in more of their reviews and reforms and ultimately kill those projects. But the green projects can bypass all of that. Now, that was never the intent of the bill. But it doesn't matter what the intent of Congress was. This administration and the agencies, they don't care what the legislative intent is. Once you give these people any power, they will then use it to transform America, period. Until they're fully reined in by an administration that will restore the power to the executive that's elected by the people and not the bureaucrats that are in the executive branch, and until the Supreme Court strikes down Chevron or radically rewrites it into a way that you can't pull this kind of crap, it's going to keep happening. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer promised West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin he'd take up permitting reform in return for supporting the so-called Inflation Reduction Act. But Democrats in Congress blocked significant reforms, and now the administration guts even minor reforms in the Inflation Reduction Act. Once again, they've disregarded the deal that was made, the intent of the law that was signed, and instead they're corrupting it with their own radical agenda. This will only lead to more costly delays in litigation. You know who said that? Joe Manchin said that. That's who. And he's right. But he should have known better. And we tried to warn him at the time. This is how they'll transform America. The education indoctrination and letting the bureaucrats do whatever the hell they want in order to bring about their utopia. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Now, who breaks that stuff down better than me, huh? Nobody. But I know my lane. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a dentist, but I know who to call. And I also know who to call when my home needs improvement, because I can't do anything. I can't hang a picture. I really can't. I mean, it's bad. If I start doing work, it winds up costing thousands of dollars. So that's why when I need work done in my home, I reach out to my friends at Emmons. And I have been doing that for years. Emmons Roofing and Siding. They are the absolute best at what they do. My buddy Matt Kelly, his wife Stephanie, they're great friends of ours. And when it comes to your home, protection and peace of mind are paramount. That's why Emmons Roofing and Siding is your go-to contractor for roofing, siding, and windows. Your home will not only look stunning from the curb, but will also be energy efficient, secure, and ready to withstand the elements. With Emmons, you know you're getting top quality materials and the finest craftsmanship in the area. So whether it's a durable, lifetime warranted Owens Corning roof that stands up to severe weather, siding that keeps your home insulated and looking sharp, or new windows that blend functionality with style, Emmons has you covered. And because Stephanie and Matt know that times are tough for many people, they're offering each and every one of my listeners an inflation relief discount of 10% off. 10% off roofing, siding, and Anderson window replacement. Don't wait. Call Emmons today at 856-885-6677. 856-885-6677, or check out their website at emmonsroofing.com. Remember, I've used these guys for everything. They replaced my roof in the old house. In our new house, they just replaced two doors for us, a storm door and the basement entry door. They replaced skylights for us, and they're going to renovate our bathroom soon. They do outstanding work, and they serve our entire region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. Reach out to them with confidence, 856-885-6677 or emmonsroofing.com, and tell them I sent you.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
We ask and the Zioli Army answers. Got a number of tweets from people sending me the clip of John Kerry mispronouncing Genghis Khan's name. So I'm going to share that with you in just a moment, but I wanted to share some other tweets here. You know, it would help if you two checked on Twitter every now and then.
I peruse. I look every once in a while.
I look through your Twitter.
Well, that's creepy. Well, why'd you have to phrase it in such a strange way?
Because I knew I'd get a reaction like this.
You don't read my direct messages, do you?
No, I don't. I don't go that far.
Just kidding. There's nothing there to read.
I'll read your timeline.
We gotta get back to being more interactive with Twitter during the show. You know what I mean?
I'm looking at it right now.
So we got to start. We got to start doing that. And we got a good one. We got a couple good ones. But I just want to share this one. This is what I just said. Pat, 27, said, I think the Dems tried to create an indoctrination monster, thinking they can control it. The old school creators are finding out that when they set the monster loose, it doesn't want or need them. Now that it is free, it wants to burn everything down. Wow. And our buddy Santo says he'll be at Mulligan Shore Bar on Saturday, 5/11. Looking forward to it. So the big news of the day today is that we are going to be live at Mulligan's Shore Bar in Wildwood on Saturday, May 11th. That's the day of the Trump rally in Wildwood. So you can come by and hang out with us. I'll be there at 5 o'clock. It's going to be a great time, a lot of fun. And Mulligan's Shore Bar is one of my absolute one of my absolute best places to drink in the Jersey Shore. Absolutely. Let's see here. I got a lot of other things. I just wanted to share. Well, okay, so Hube, a bunch of people sent the John Kerry. Pat Carr, 1776. Opelka did. Philly Talk. We got a number of people who sent this to me. So thank you very much for doing that. We appreciate it. You are our research department / marketing department. We thank you. So without further ado, here's John Kerry. This was when he was, testifying against the Vietnam War? Is that what this is from?
Correct, yes.
All right,
looks
so...
looks like from 1971.
1971, and thanks to... we had a caller last hour who was kind enough to refresh our memory about this. We'd forgotten about it, but take a listen.
Cut off limbs, blown up bodies, randomly shot at civilians... Raised villages in fashion reminiscent of Genghis Khan.
Genghis? Is that how elite jackasses say it? Genghis?
Genghis Khan.
Genghis? Excuse me, it's Genghis. My friends call me Genghis, please. Genghis doesn't have the same ring to it as Genghis does.
There's a running transcript at the bottom of the screen, just subtitle, and it transcribed what he said as generous cons.
Hmm. I like that, actually. That's good. That's good.
Even they didn't know what he was talking about.
So these fraternity guys have raised a bunch of money's been raised for them. I don't know if you heard this story or not. It was at UNC, University of North Carolina. A group of, I'm trying to remember the fraternity's name, is Pi Kappa Phi. Pi Kappa Phi. What happened is the American flag at the campus, the pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel kook mob, tried to tear down the American flag. And these guys jumped in to protect it. And they have raised now over $125,000 as these UNC,
$400,000 now.
$400,000. Yeah. Wow. As the students raised the American flag and chanted USA at UNC Chapel Hill campus, and it was done to throw them the frat party that they deserve. Commie losers across the country have invaded college campuses to make dumb demands of weak university administrators. But amidst the chaos, the screaming, the anti-Semitism, the hatred of faith and flag, stood a platoon of American heroes, the Phi Kappa Phi brothers at UNC Chapel Hill, armored in vineyard vines in Patagonia. Fueled by Zin and White Claws, these triumphant Bohemians protected Old Glory from the unwashed Marxist horde, laughing at their shrieks and wails and shielding the Stars and Stripes from Soviet missiles. The confrontation happened Tuesday when the campus, among dozens in the nation, occupied by anti-Israel demonstrations, was targeted by a pro-Palestinian student mob, a bunch of people all wearing masks. They moved in to raise the Palestinian flag during a confrontation with counter-protesters on campus. That's when Pi Kappa Phi stepped into the fray. A group of frat brothers, fraternity brothers, grabbed the American flag to keep it from touching the ground, all while being pelted with debris and taunts from the angry mob, according to the outlet. Old Glory was later raised after the Palestinian flag was taken down, with students chanting USA, USA, and is now protected by a barricade. But the fraternity's efforts are not forgotten. These men of the UNC Chapel Hill Pi Kappa Phi gave their best to America, and now they deserve the best, the fundraising site said. Help us raise funds to throw this fraternity the party they deserve, a party worthy of the boat-shoed proletariat who did their country proud. That's funny. My friend Megan just sent that to me just a few moments ago. But my friend Meg Kersey sent that to me just like 2 minutes ago, and I was prepared to talk about it anyway. By the way, you never call a fraternity a frat. Call it a fraternity. Did you know that?
Why?
Well, you'd never call your country a...
Oh.
it's very frat of you to say right there, Rich. I'll say that much.
I wasn't in a frat. I don't know this.
Fraternity.
Sorry, fraternity.
Yeah, seriously. Have some respect, dude.
Have some respect.
Jeed.
All right? You never would have gotten into a fraternity.
There weren't fraternities allowed on Harvard's campus.
The Porcellian Club.
Well, that's like the stand-in, yeah. There's finals clubs. I didn't get into any of those either.
I'm not surprised. But I mean, would you really want to be in any of those organizations at Harvard?
Porcellian? Yeah. Teddy Roosevelt was a member of Porcellian.
Oh, was
all
he?
The elites are members of Porcellian. Yeah. If you ever read, I forget where, I think it's like Franklin Delano Roosevelt's autobiography. He says his greatest regret in life was not being admitted to Porcellian.
Not interning Japanese Americans?
No. He was much sadder about Porcellian, evidently.
Amazing. Well, there you go. Good job by these guys. It's nice to hear a positive story versus a negative story for a change. You know what I mean? Isn't that nice?
It's awesome that they raised that much money, too.
Good for them.
Where's that going?
To throw them the fraternity party that they deserve.
So they're going
to
have like a Project X type party?
I mean, now, if you're a sorority woman on that campus, your goal is to date one of these guys.
Oh, just saying. Everyone's going to want to go to that party.
Yeah. Yeah, we should do it. We should forget mulligans. We should go to that party.
I was looking forward to mulligans.
We can do both. Right. Mulligans is going to be great. Saturday, May 11th, the day of the Trump rally, will be at Mulligan's Shore Bar. It's going to be a blast. Tomorrow we'll be live in Cape May, of course, the Cape May, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, my happy place. We're going to be there, so join us for that. I have some other audio. Here's two of the students of UCLA who were arrested this morning. The girl actually says, what the people of Gaza are going through is nothing compared to what we, these elite students of UCLA, have had to go through. Take a listen.
That's why we're all here. And this is an attack on democratic rights. This is outrageous. First they throw a fascist mob at us. Now it's send the riot police.
Are you a student here at UCLA?
Yes, indeed I am. I'm a graduate student. And I'm not going to let these undergrads face all this alone.
You know, what the people in Gaza are going through right now is nothing compared to what we've gone through in the past week. Even with all of the, you know, violence that we faced from fascists, the things that we faced from the cops here, nothing is compared to what they're doing and what they're experiencing right now. So free Palestine. We've been trying our best to stay peaceful as an encampment, but at the end of the day, we knew that the cops would have this type of response, that the school would have this type of response. And so we've been doing our best to prepare. We spent all night, all day preparing for this.
I gotta read some tweets. First of all, let's see here. Ben on Twitter said, Rich must have read the not hush money headline on Fox News. More fake news, clickbait, headline trolling. The name Zioli is going to go down in history with the likes of Goebbels, propagandist for evil men. Wow. Don't you love the Nazi comparisons? I mean, I haven't had a Nazi comparison either thrown my way or Trump's way in, what, 4 or 5 minutes? This is huge. So thank you for that. Grover says it really is. I had so much respect for him when he was on Nights all those years ago. I mean, Trump is on tape. Oh, I'm sorry, guys, but thank you for listening, though. Either way, I appreciate it. And Santo says, John Rich from Big and Rich called the UNC fraternity, told them he's coming there to hold a big country concert, and said it's in the works. That's awesome. Outstanding. No, Matt DeSantis was in a fraternity at the Electoral College. It was Tri Dorka Dorka.
Was I at least president?
Where you were also the mascot.
It's not a mascot anywhere.
That's great. I've been compared to Joseph Goebbels. It's it's a Thursday in May when I get the Joseph Goebbels comparison. Mark Lamont Hill is advising pro-Palestinian college protesters to go tear some S up, not getting the memo from the other Democrats. This is actually making you guys look bad, really bad, and hurting your electoral chances. He says, go tear it up. Take a listen.
I was very frustrated to see some prominent people misrepresent what's happening at UCLA and other places on their social media accounts. People like Emmanuel Acho, for example. So to me, at the end of the day, no problem at all with disruption. Again, you don't have to tear up the whole university, but making the university uncomfortable is exactly what you're supposed to do. And I'm a parent of a college student, and I, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm okay with it. Get your grades done, but tear some up too.
Tear some mess up. There you go. Not understanding the political consequences this has. Byron Donalds got called a race traitor and Uncle Tom. This is what they do. So the left likes calling people names. They love to do this and insult people. It is the high point of intellect when you start insulting people. But hey, it's okay. I don't care. I'm a big boy, and certainly B-Dog is a big boy. That's for sure. He was subjected to racism while on George Washington University's campus. The guy targeting Donalds appears to be in his 50s, certainly not a college student, and cut five.
How much is AIPAC paying you, you bastard?
That being said,
how much is AIPAC paying you, you race traitor?
Race traitor?
What? Yeah. Uncle Tom.
Why the United States is supporting a Jewish supremacist country?
Outside agitators aren't allowed. You're working for a foreign entity, bastard.
Get out of here, sir.
That guy's really old to be in college. Sir. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Here's some unity, though, some pro-Palestinian and pro-Israel protesters in a moment where they all come together to do a chant. And these are the kind of moments that really do make you feel like America has a chance as they all join in together. Cut four. Look at that, a moment of solidarity between the...
Does that qualify as... I guess it kind of does. There's unity.
That's a moment of unity. That's your... I want to do a daily moment of unity on this program because I like to... I'm a happy, optimistic guy. I'm always an optimist, so I want to have a daily moment of unity. It's like Jon Stewart used to have your moment of zen on The Daily Show. This is your moment of unity. When the pro-Palestinian and pro-Israel protesters come together and agree on one thing, and that's F Joe Biden, and chant it in solidarity. I mean, if that doesn't make you feel good, I got goosebumps. I got goosebumps. One more time, please. Let me just say, though, before we play it, if you've been feeling like there's no hope, this country can't come together, these two sides are too far apart, nothing can bring them together, nothing can unify them, remember, chanting F Joe Biden can bring people together. It is the one thing that these two groups who hate each other for every other reason in the world can find solidarity and agreement. And if they can change, and we can change, and you can change, we all can change. Change, to quote Rocky at the end of Rocky IV. To quote Rocky IV, he came in here and said, "You didn't like me very much, and tell you the truth, I didn't like yous none either. But if I can change, and you can change, we all can change. And F Joe Biden." That was in the deleted scenes at the end of Rocky IV. I don't know if you know that or not. True. It's no joke. True story. Cut four. There you go.
I think it came from the pro-Israel side first, and then the pro-Palestinian side was like, hey, hang on a second. We don't like them either.
I love that. It's fantastic. Like, hey, maybe people aren't so bad after all, huh? checking on Twitter, and I see Karen, whose birthday is tomorrow. Tomorrow, she said that Big and Rich, John Rich said it's going to be called Flagstock. That's very cool. Flagstock. Awesome. That's excellent. That's great.
That'll sell and some shirts.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sell some shirts. That'll be great. Maybe we'll go down there. Maybe we can take a trip down there and go see it. That could be a lot of fun.
Awesome.
Oh, that'll be great. That would be great. And I saw Dawn Stensland posted this. Patriotic students at the University of Mississippi sing a moving rendition of the Star Spangled Banner in front of a group of activists waving Palestinian flags. This was just posted a short time ago. Matt, let me send that to you. We'll play that for you in the 6 o'clock hour. So there you go. We have a guest coming up as well. There's a thing, a man in Pennsylvania. This is terrible. This really makes me upset. This man in Pennsylvania was arrested, and he's facing real jail time here. And his crime was defending himself. He shot a burglar in self-defense, but he had the gun without a license. And he's not the first to go down this road, and he won't be the last either. And this is an elderly man, and he's facing a long prison sentence. It happened in Port Carbon, Pennsylvania. So I'm going to talk about that next. We have an expert coming on who's dealt with this issue before. And it's terrifying that this can happen to somebody who was just trying to defend himself. But that will happen in the 6 o'clock hour. I do want to remind you, we're live tomorrow at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey for our live show. And in Wildwood at Mulligan Shore Bar, May 11th. So come out and see us for that. But the Grand Hotel is my happy place, and I'm super excited to go there. Very excited to be live there tomorrow. And now's the time for you to make your June midweek stay plans. We'll be there again on Friday, June 21st. I'd love to see you there. You can stay midweek and save big time and then stay for the show. Here's how this works. Stay 3 nights, you're going to get $60 a night in resort credit. Stay 5 nights, you're going to get $70 a night in resort credit. Stay 7 nights and receive $80 a night in resort credit. And you can use your resort credits to make purchases of food and beverages in Hemingway's restaurant, the outdoor pool bar, their beach concession stand, or in the gift shop where you can get passes for a whale-watching boat cruise. Book direct with them for the best rates. The Grand is also the perfect place to host a wedding, corporate events, baby and bridal showers. With 4 ballrooms, they have the perfect space to make lifetime memories. Just call and ask to talk to my friend Caitlin, and she will help you have your dream event. To book your stay today at the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, call 800-257-8550. 800-257-8550, or visit them online at grandhotelcapemay.com. And we'll see you there tomorrow at my happy place, grandhotelcapemay.com.
Rich Cioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.